Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with another Trey that plays for the Carlsbad Cavemen, and I'm going to let him introduce himself because I can't even list off as many positions as he plays and what he does for the Cavemen. Trey, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Trey Castaneda. I play for the Carlsbad Cavemen. I'm number six. I play safety. I also play wide receiver,
right?
Running back every once in a while. I'm the punter, the kick returner, and the punt returner.
This is amazing. So I got to know, I mean, just to start us off, before we even get into kind of the whole origin thing, what is it like to be such a big, have such a big impact on this team with so many positions?
Honestly, I just go out there and give my best, just like try to do what's best for the team, no matter like where they put me or what they want me to do. I kind of just do it to help the team overall.
We're going to come back to the fact that you play so many positions and all that you do for the team, but I wanted to start off with just kind of your younger life. Obviously, you're still in high school, still young as can be, but, you know, how big of a role have sports played throughout your life or your youth?
Sports is always there, honestly. Started playing sports really young, kind of fell in love with sports. I mean, just baseball, and then eventually played football, like flag football, and then tackle football. It was fun.
Are those the two sports you've only played throughout your life?
No, I've played I played basketball, like boys and girls club, all the way up to eighth grade, and then Coach Garza just was like, I got to cut it off.
Okay, really?
I mean, all love, family, but he, I was so bad.
Oh,
so
man. Bad. That's all right. You found your niche, right? You played multiple sports throughout your young life, like you just said, but last year you only played baseball. The year before that, same thing. You decided to come out for football this year. What was it that kind of pushed you over the edge saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it?
Honestly, after winning state as a freshman, I kind of was just all about baseball. I wanted to go and repeat and just win all 4 years. And then kind of like losing my sophomore and junior year in the semis was kind of like eye-opening, because I like was missing out on like other things, so I really wanted to go out, and then I had some friends that really pushed me to play, so I actually did it.
Wow. Okay, so you have a good support system. Those friends are now playing with you, playing alongside you, and you guys have done pretty well this year for yourselves, and obviously looking forward to, you know, still making an impact, looking to win the district, right?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we're just gonna go out there and do what we have to do, honestly, get the defense rolling, get the offense rolling, and just try to stop every team.
Yeah, and I wanted to focus mainly, I mean, we're going to talk about baseball a little bit, but I wanted to focus mainly on the football side of your athletics this year. What have you felt has been the best part of your season so far?
Honestly, I feel like just returning the ball. I mean, like punts and kickoffs, I mean, it's a lot of fun, just – it's very scary, but I just kind of just relax and catch it and go.
So tell me about the scary element of it. Obviously, it's intimidating to have guys just running, I mean, soldiering down at you in the field. But obviously, you have to like it. You know, at some point, you wouldn't have taken this job, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're just looking up at the ball. You don't know what's – I mean, you peek down every once in a while, but you don't know how close they are. So it's kind of like – it gets your adrenaline going, because you just catch it and go, and hopefully you don't get stuck as soon as you catch it.
Tell me about punting. I got to know, because you do all these different things. You know, you're used to playing a sport that is primarily, if not almost fully, with your arm, right?
Yeah.
You're throwing, you're swinging, all this stuff with your arms, and now you started to play for the Cavemen. Now you punt as well. How'd you get into that?
So we were... it was summer, like the summer camp, and me and Austin Atencio were just messing around after practice, and we were punting it, and Coach Cerny watched me punt one, and I think I kicked it like 55 yards or something like that. And he was like, every Tuesday and Thursday, you're going with the punters. Right. And I was like, yes, sir.
Dang, so you're on both sides of special team, both sides of the punting game, really.
Yeah.
So would you, and I know that this is not really your dream necessarily, but say a big Division I college came up and said, Trey, we want you to punt for us. What would you say to that?
Oh, shoot. That would be tough. I mean, it would be, I really been thinking about, like, if I did get a football scholarship somehow, like, it would be really cool to go play. So yeah, I just kind of like, I'm keeping it open, keeping it open.
You mentioned the Tuesdays and Thursdays for punting. You're doing everything else with the team all the time, but I mean, being on defense, offense, special teams, everything. What does a typical practice look like for you?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are like specialty. So like before practice even gets started, like special teams goes out there and like I'll punt, I'll go catch a few, and then we start like stretching, and then practice gets going, and then just we work offense, and then we'll work defense, or we'll work defense, then we'll work offense. So
it's kinda... So there's no off time for you?
No, not really.
So a lot of people, they're sitting on the sidelines, they're like, okay, my job's done. You're back out there. You continue on with it. That's pretty tough. On this football field, especially here at home, you guys have really looked good. How well have you guys meshed at this point of the season?
I mean, honestly, the last 3 weeks, this week lost on what, the 2 yard line.
Right.
Last week lost on the 3 yard line to Coronado, El Paso. And then the week before that against Goddard, I think we were on the 5 or something like that. Those little things we just got to pick up on and just get rolling, honestly. Because once our defense gets rolling, it's really hard to drive it on us because we're really fast. We flow. Everything goes good. And then on the offense, we just got to get it rolling, put the ball on the ground, and let's get moving.
As we do the broadcasts and watch you guys do your thing, obviously you're doing an outstanding job on the field. What happens when you guys go in at the half? You're down a touchdown. What is Coach Bradley saying? You're up a touchdown. What is he saying?
I mean, it's all the same. We're down or we're up. It's the same thing. We're trying to fix the mistakes, you know, getting film in and just trying to pick up on the little things that we can do better to either keep the lead or go and get the lead.
So you guys do film at the half?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it like real time, like from the first half?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really good. That's quick. What has been your favorite part of the season so far?
Honestly, just hanging out with the dudes, like just the friends that I never thought I'd be friends with. Like, I don't know. They're just really cool, and it's cool to make new friends and build new relationships.
Sure. Where do you see this team's success moving forward?
Like I said, just once we get the defense and the offense rolling, like it's going to be hard to stop us.
Yeah.
That's just what I think.
I'm going to go ahead and move away from football. We covered it. We got it going. I want to know about you outside of sports, baseball, football. I know that's a big focus for you, school as well. But what do you do outside of school and sports? What's your hobby or maybe what you would consider to be your getaway?
I like to play video games. Wow. Big Fortnite guy, big MW2 guy.
Cool. So are you good at them or do you just play them?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm bad. I'm pretty. Uh-huh. I mean, there's some of my friends are. I have friends that are just so good. Uh-huh. But
so you have a setup at home where you get in your, you know, your beanbag couch and you're on the sticks, or how does it work?
Oh yeah, just connected to the TV. Just roll my computer chair over there and just get it going.
Awesome, awesome, very cool. Have you won any solo battles?
Oh yeah, I have.
A few of them?
Yeah, a few.
Oh, very cool. Everyone has a subject in school. We'll go back to school that they enjoy. What's your favorite subject?
Right now, it would probably be AP Environmental Science. Just got a new teacher. He's really, really cool. Really cool guy, Mr. Butts. And he kind of treats it like a college class and doesn't treat us like kids. So it's kind of nice.
That is pretty cool. What does the future hold for Trey Castaneda?
The future. I mean, I've thought about it a lot, changes it a lot, honestly. I just kind of just take it day by day. Haven't really made any big decisions, honestly, yeah.
Where would you say that if you were to narrow it down to a few different colleges that you would be considering to attend or maybe play a sport for, baseball probably in particular?
Yeah.
Where would you consider?
I would consider NMSU, UNM, and then... Shoot, that third one's just kind of in the air. I don't really have a third one chosen, but the main two are in New Mexico. So.
Yeah. Have you gotten in front of colleges, in front of scouts, coaches at, you know, like combines or any types of things like that?
No, I really haven't like gone to any like outside of the team itself, just like I've seen a few coaches have watched me play like at State and stuff, and I went and tried out for a team in Roswell. So like the NIMI coach was like the NIMI coach ran the team, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. Tell me what your dream job is. You got to have one that's on your mind.
Are we being real or?
Yeah, absolutely. A dream job's real, man.
I don't know. I kind of want to go into like construction management, something like that. Just kind of plan things and build stuff. And
yeah. Okay. So if that's your real dream job, then what would be your dream job?
Oh, you know, just go play professional baseball. Heck go play a professional sport.
That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, since we are kind of on the subject of what you want to do in your dream job, what is your expectation for what the Caveman baseball team will bring this year?
So we weren't young last year, but we were 90% of the team was juniors. Yeah. So this year we're all seniors. I mean, I think we had two starting seniors last year that were on the field if Nate wasn't pitching, and three if he was pitching. So, I mean, the rest of us were all juniors, and this year we're all going to be seniors. So I think it will be an old team, and hopefully it'll be ours to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Trey, today we're sponsored by Fashion Eyeworks, Kaleidoscopes, Ice Cream and More, Albertsons Market, Constructors Inc., and Bowen Insurance. I was going to get into one of the things that I like to do with students here, and that's called rapid fire. You know what it's about. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Okay, let's do this. Number one, favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite candy?
Probably a Kit Kat.
Okay. Movie?
Favorite movie. All-time favorite, probably Benchwarmers.
Oh, okay. I like it. Favorite football team? NFL.
Favorite football team, the Steelers, hands down.
Okay, very cool. MLB team?
MLB team, that's tough. I don't really have a favorite MLB team. I kind of just like different players around the league.
Let's go top three favorite players.
Top three favorite players, probably Francisco Lindor, okay. Manny Machado. I would probably go throwback to Derek Jeter, honestly.
I'll take it. Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show would probably How I Met Your Mother.
Ooh, that's a good one. Awesome. Okay, food item.
Food item, burger.
Okay. Favorite artist?
Favorite artist. That one's so hard.
You can give us a list. Top two, top three.
Probably Drake right now.
Okay.
Lil Baby.
Okay.
And let's see. Number three. Probably my favorite would probably be Young Thug.
Okay. Very cool. Favorite thing you own?
Favorite thing I own. This is gonna sound funny, but my Rubik's Cube. I just kind of just sit in bed, and when I'm just sitting there, I just solve it a few times, you know, just mess around with it.
How long does it take you to solve it typically?
Probably a minute and a half. I think my fastest is like a minute.
So I can jumble it up completely and you could get it right away.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Favorite Kaleidoscopes ice cream flavor?
Peanut butter cup.
Okay. Red or green chili?
Oh, red.
Okay. And your ideal walk-up song?
My ideal walk-up song would probably be Monster by Meek Mill. That was mine last year. We played it a few times.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Before we leave, Trey, can you give us a little bit of advice that you would maybe tell to a young kid that aspires to be a solid football player, varsity baseball player like you?
Don't have any regrets, honestly. Do as much as you can in high school. Don't regret not doing something, because I definitely regretted not playing my sophomore and junior year. So that's why I made the decision to come back my senior year.
Okay, okay. Any shout-outs you want to give before we go?
Shout-out to Willie G, Ty, Nate, Mason, and Garrett Day.
Awesome, awesome. Trey, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it, and we wish you the very best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.